أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. الرحمن على العرش استوى. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء في كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ارزقني وسددني، اللهم اهدنا وعافنا وارزقنا وارحمنا واعف عنا يا ارحم الراحمين. One star of self is a dua completed in full world. One dua complete all the everything in full world. اللهم ارزقنا واهدنا وارحمنا واعف عنا. اللهم ارزقنا واهدنا وارحمنا واعف عنا. Four things, if Allah give you, you done. اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية حبهما. Do you need anything else? If you say this dua, you contain everything you want. Oh Allah, give me the happiness of the two life and fulfill my need of the two life. Anything left? Give me the happiness of the two life and fulfill my need in my two life. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. And another quote also from Ibn Shahab yesterday, وأعذني من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعذني من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعذني من شر نفسي، اللهم أهدني رشدي وأعذني من شر نفسي. And for you, remember me. When you said وأعذني, your tongue has to be a little bit outside your lips to recite or to say the dead right. وأعذني من شر نفسي. Your tongue has to be a little bit outside your lips. It has to be. Certain letter, you cannot pronounce it until your tongue in the right place. وَأَعِذْنِي. You see, وَأَعِذْنِي مِنْ شَرَ نَفْسِي. And when you hear me something like that, recite and imitate. And this is how you learn. You can learn a lot. If you just learn it every day, couple of words, in 1 month, you have 60 words. Okay, we're going to Surah Al-Isra, which is Makkiyah, like all the surah we're going through. And it's called Surah Al-Isra because the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if you study this chapter, it has maybe 2 verses only about Isra, and no details. And this is one of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like Surah Al-Hajj. And it's not containing anything about Hajj except 2-3 verses. But if you understand some of the wisdom of Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a name of a chapter, is a wisdom behind the story. Is a beautiful wisdom behind it. We're not going to go through it now. I won't delay it for a few time, for a purpose, you will know when it comes. If we go quick today, maybe we reach it. If not, you will know when the time comes, because I want to join the two together for wisdom, you will know when the time comes, inshallah. But in here, one of the things we can say, corresponding verse number 1, Surah Al-Isra.
In the name of Allah, most benevolent, ever merciful. Glory to him who took his votary to a wide and open land, from the sacred mosque at Mecca to the distant mosque whose precincts we have blessed, that we may show him our signs. Verily, he is all hearing and all seeing.
Now, in here, one message we can give. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala labeled and called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not call him Ya Rasulullah. He did not call him Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he called him? Abdi. And according to all the Mufassirin and all the scholars of Islam, the highest level of a slave to be Abd. The highest level of a Muslim or a human being to be in a state of obedience. Abd. The moment you gain abd, you're done. The minute you gain abd, you're done. Abd is the highest. In here also, if you read 2-7,
we gave Moses the book and made it a guidance for the children of Israel that they should not take another protector apart from me. O you, the offspring of those we bore in the ark with Noah, he was indeed a grateful votary. We announced to the children of Israel in the book, you will surely create disorder twice in this land and become exceedingly arrogant. So when the time of the first prediction came, we sent against you our preachers full of martial men who ransacked your cities, and the prediction was fulfilled. Then we gave you a chance against them and strengthened you with wealth and children and increased your numbers and said, if you do good, you will do so for your own good. If you do ill, you will do it for your own loss. So when the time of the second prediction comes, we shall rouse another people to shame you, and enter the temple as they had done the first time, and to destroy what they conquered utterly.
Give me 8 and 9 also.
Allah may have me be merciful to you, but if you repeat it, we shall do the same. We have constituted hell as prison for unbelievers. Verily, this Quran directs you to the path that is straight, and gives happy tidings to those who believe and do the right. For them is a great reward.
Anybody tell me what you gain from these verses as a Muslim today? We have a beautiful message for us.
Whatever happened
during
the time was
the Aqsa,
the same thing happened before the
Bani
Israel,
when
they
disobeyed
Allah.
Yeah, but Muslims disobeyed Allah. By this way, we have two messages in here. Iskar, make a lot of talk about it. In the front of Allah, I will tell you what I believe. And in the front of Allah, I'm responsible for what I'm saying. May Allah forgive me if I'm wrong. Today, if you look to Bani Israel, they are the highest elevation in earth. No place in earth is not running by them. No place. No place, no government in earth is not running by them. Nobody can do anything without their permission. And otherwise, they twist you so bad. No European, no Arabic country, even Saudi Arabia, is running by them. If you study, no place today is except running by them, but behind the curtain. You understand me? Now, why Allah allowed it? You see, as a Muslim, we should learn. Nothing happened without the will of Allah. But it's way, number one, I said, why Allah allowed it to happen? Allah allowed to happen, number one, because of wisdom from Allah. Allah promised them, He will give them the ultimate. He will give them the baneen. He will give them the money. He will give them the elevation. He will give them the status. He gives them everything. And now they have it. They have the high elevation in every topic you can imagine. They controlling the earth literally. Now, what Allah wants from them, what Allah wants from us. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from them to thank Allah and praise Allah and go back and be humble to Allah. If they do not do it, Allah will send people to torture them. And believe it or not, you do not know Allah. You do not know Allah. It doesn't mean to be a Muslim. No. If you go back in the time of Isa alayhi salam, before Isa alayhi salam, just before Isa alayhi salam, what happened? The Roman killed the majority of Jews in Jerusalem. And they hit them out, completely out. It's actually, if you study, they killed them all except a few. Only few fled. And why Allah allowed to happen? For wisdom Allah knows. Now for me as a Muslim, any condition happened in my life, if I'm a slave, if I'm abd, what I do? Number one, I said Allah is wise. Oh Allah, what you want from me? If I'm a Muslim, in any given time, in individual level, in a family level, a youth level, an adult level, a wife, a husband, whatever, I'm a slave. I said, oh God, Allah, please, can you tell me, what do you want me to do now? Now, if you are with me with your heart, in the last few weeks, you will read from Quran what Allah wants from Muslim today. Anybody can summarize it for me? What Allah wants from Muslim today? 1, 2, 3. It doesn't need a lot of work. What is number one? What's that? That's it. Number one, what is it? Return to Allah. Because patient, humble and generous, all this is a good quality, but you cannot receive it unless, number one, you go to Allah. Number one, you go to Allah. And after that, you go to Allah. What number two she should learn and gain? Tawakkul ala Allah. Sincerity. If I go back to the bad teaching of Islam and I get a word, all of you get a word. You guys, why are you jumping? Tawakkul is a fruit. A fruit of what?
Iman.
Iman and what?
Yaqeen.
Subhanallah. The my word is, you give me the answer, Allahu Akbar. This is my word voice, Alhamdulillah. You make me happy. If I die tonight, I'm very happy. Iman and yaqeen. Iman and yaqeen. Because tawakkul is a fruit. The fruit of iman and yaqeen. But if we number one, Allah wants to run through Allah. Number two, ibn iman and yaqeen. If I get iman and yaqeen, and I get tawakkul, I gain patience. I gave generosity and kindness. Now I'm in a state of what? Be waiting. Waiting for what? Anybody can tell me? One word. One word of that promise. Allah. Allah is the Ali. Victory. Allah support with the bigger to go down. But when I do the first three, by this way, if I'm a Muslim today, all what Allah wants from me, go back to Him, build iman and yaqeen, rely on Allah, be steadfast, be generous and humble, do whatever Allah wants from me, and be patient, and wait. Allah will give me the victory. If you do not believe me, go back to Surah Al-Isra, we just say it. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يَرْحَمُ. Maybe Allah will be mercy to you. وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. Now, this verse, some scholars said verse 8, for Muslim and non-Muslim and for the Jews too. Do you see it or no? Number 8. And number 9 is a glad title. To strengthen our faith. Do you see it or no? This Quran is guiding to people and give glad tidings to the believer, the ones they do good deed, they will get the upper hand, they get the reward. Now, also we have to go back to the time of the chapter. The time of the chapter was tough. Again, I'm going to go through it when the time comes. This chapter was tough. This is the time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his wife, lost his uncle again. You know, the time is tough, no money, no finance, everybody against him, everybody beat him up, call him crazy, call him a magician, call him a liar. This Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what this has to do with me? I have to have the same. If you go to Allah now, do you think you will not be able the same? Today, once you cover up Muslim and male and female, people will call you, are you crazy? Are you fanatic? You lost your mind? But if you're naked, you go party, you have no problem. If you're running like nuts, no problem. But once you stand fast with what you believe, you lose your mind, you need counseling. Something wrong with you. Somebody affects you. You have jinn. If you go to Allah, you have jinn. But if you go to dunya and disco, no problem. You know? Now. And this was after Surah Al-Nahl. After the chapter of Nahl. Which is all the na'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this chapter, it's almost like Allah emphasized the message now. Like Allah gave me the gift, and after He gave me the gift, let me come in. Let me explain to you what you should do. And He emphasizes the message. Now go to 15 and 16.
He who finds the right path does so for himself, and he who goes astray does so to his own loss. And no one who carries a burden bears another's load. We will never punish till we have sent a messenger. And when we destroy a human habitation, we send our command to warn its people, living a life of ease. And when they disobey, the sentence against them is justified, and we destroy them utterly.
Makes a lot of money. I met this scholar 10 years ago. And one time I was sitting with him. And he shared with me some knowledge. But he asked me, don't share it until the time comes. And today I believe the time is come. He told me the majority of Muslims has to be destroyed. The majority of Muslims has to be destroyed. The torture of Allah is coming. And he was waiting for the torture of Allah. I asked him why. He said, if you see a Muslim happy with where they live, happy of the style of living, happy of what he had, remember the torture of Allah is coming. Why? Because they deny the message. And they happy of what he had. If you read these two verses easily and slowly, especially number 16, I asked him, okay, why we do that? He said, this is the sunnah of Allah. Allah will never destroy any people, Muslim and non-Muslim, until they receive the message clearly. Do you know what I do today? Today, all of us, one way or another, they receive the message. Even non-Muslims, they receive the message. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never send the torture until everybody has a message and Allah give everybody a fair try and fair chance. Okay, you complain about country, you complain about government, you complain about money, you complain about knowledge, you complain about you do not have it, now you have it. What are you going to do? And this is why I tell people, anybody meet me, you are in trouble. Anybody hear me? You are in trouble. Why? Now you receive the message the way it is. Now what you going to do? Not what you want to hear. No. I'm not a speaker coming and looking the clock and running. No. I'm an inviter. I'm a warner. I'm telling you what will happen. Now in the front of Allah, I said, Allah, I meet them, I tell them. Many years ago, why? I said, Allah, what do I learn? I'm going from one locality to another, one group to another, one family to another. But I go for 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, boom! And they kick me out. Why? And I discovered, it's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling me, you working for me is not your job. Come, you have a job to do. Finished. What you going to do is not your business. And similar, if you go to 15 very easy, and implement it in yourself. What Allah said, whoever Allah give him guidance and be try to go to the right path is from Allah. And whoever goes astray, he will not harm except himself. And after that, Allah advises us, and don't do mischief after one after one. Don't build it. This also applies today to your family. Can I have guidance and all my family have guidance? You cannot do that. Can I want my kids and my husband to be with me? No, you can't. You can like, you can wish, you can desire, you can hope, but you cannot do it. Because guidance in the hand of Allah. Allah guides whom He wants, in the time He wants, in the way He wants. We can advise, yes. We can encourage, yes. We can try, yes. But who's coming? This only Allah in His hand. Even my own children, I cannot guide my own children. I cannot guide myself. But if we have a job to do, what will happen is not my business. Don't ever forget that. Please, don't ever forget that. Because I know sometimes people leave from here, get frustrated with the family.
The family is Mecca. The family is Mecca. Now you are in Mecca. What you should do? You prepare yourself. You learn. You gain. You develop yourself. Be quiet. The ultimate da'wah is a silent da'wah. The ultimate, the beginning da'wah is a silent da'wah. But the da'wah was not with your tongue, with your action, with your behavior, with your connection with Allah, with the devotion to Allah, with the feeling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. And you be patient until Allah opens for you. Don't talk, don't argue. Don't try to prove. No, this is not my teaching. Be patient until Allah opens for you. Only develop sincerity. Only develop patience. Only develop quality. Connection to Allah. Establish relying on Allah. Have fear in Allah. Love of Allah. Once you develop those, Allah will guide you and show you His way. During this time, can I be distracted with the surrounding? I can. You cannot be distracted with the surrounding. If you're distracted with the surrounding, you're finished. And you're losing the message. You have a relationship, you have a mission between you and Allah to be established. And we are at the end of time. And if somebody call you names, if somebody give you any title, you're not better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're not better than all the messenger prophet. You have to be labeled. You have to be cold. What you do? Be patient and be kind and be generous and wait for the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now 18 to 22.
Whosoever desires what hastes away, we hasten to give him in this life as much as we please to whosoever we will. But afterwards, there is hell for him, in which he will burn, disgraced and ostracized. But he who desires the hereafter, and strives for it with a will, and is a believer, will be favored for his endeavor. We bestow from the gifts of Allah on these and on those, for the gifts of Allah are not restricted. See how we favor one over the other. And in life to come, our higher ranks and favor is greater still. Do not set up another god with Allah, or you will remain disgraced and destitute.
Now, the sister of the correspondent, do you remember the question you gave me a week ago or 10 days ago? Do you see the answer? Not by me. It just give you the answer of the clear of Allah Ta'ala. Do you see how Allah worked? Do you see Quran? Do you remember her question? All of you remember the question? How to enjoy life and how to get pleased in life? Okay, Allah gave you the answer. Very beautiful. There's not brother Ahmed, no. I'm a reporter, that's it. But I try to do my job as a reporter, inshallah. Now, verse 13.
Certainly Allah provides with open hands whosoever He will, but according to capacity, for He knows and watches His creatures.
Now, Allah give you a million dollars, Allah give me a dollar. Is my business? Can I complain? Can I look at you? Can you look at me? Yes, you can. What happened is, the risk is provision. And risk, people misunderstand risk. I give you a beautiful book, How Allah Provide. Believe me, I wish every, do you know how I use it? I use How Allah Provide as a da'wah to my Muslim. And many people get affected with it. I use different book for da'wah. I use a Muslim from the name of Allah in da'wah. I use a book of medicine for that. Why? I want them to feel what we have. Because you never see us. You do not know what we have. You do not know what the meaning of Allah. We keep arguing with them, but they don't even know what we're on. Who am I to deny them the Lord who is a creator? At least I tell Allah, Allah, in the judgment, I tell them who you are. But it's when they think, I show them the power of Allah. This is what the messenger is. What's the whole Quran Makki? Look at the sky. Look at the camels. Why Allah tell them look at the sky and the camel? Because the sky for the Arabic people is the wonder of the wonder. Why? The sky for Arabic people without the sky, they cannot go anywhere. The navigation system, the map, the satellite communication, they have it. Almost 5 years ago, I was walking by, and I think I did not read newspaper, I did not watch TV, but I got almost the news. How? I do not know how. I'm walking and a headline in Daily News or in New York Times. What the headline is? NASA engineering. They decided to send a group of people to Saudi Arabia desert and Egypt desert and Algeria. Why? To live with the Bedouin and learn from them how they know which star is which. Because all their knowledge is in the book, but sometimes they make mistakes. Yes, they can see it in their own equipment, but sometimes they make mistakes and they know for a fact they made a mistake. But this way, they do not know. And they learn is Arabic people, for example, the Najm of Shu'ara. The one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swore by him. Okay? The star of Shu'ara. They cannot know how to define this star or this Najm. And they went to Saudi Arabia for 3 years just to know how to learn. How the Bedouin know which star and which Najm and which whatever. I said, subhanAllah. Like again, 3-4 years ago, again, NASA announced new founding. Is what they say. They said, we believe, without no doubt, this galaxy has a power station controlling all that. It's a huge power station. Has to be unlimited power to control all this galaxy and let them run like a boat battery. In the same cycle, in the same system. I said, subhanAllah. It's reminded by Musa alayhi salam. When one day, Bani Israel asked him, Ya Musa, is Allah taking a nap? Is Allah going to sleep some time? Is Allah going to rest for some time? Allah replied to Musa, Ya Musa, to give you his answer, take 2 bottles. Stand in this position. Tomorrow morning, I give you his answer. Musa standing with the 2 bottles. The following day, Allah told him, Ya Musa, yes, Allah. He said, where is the bottle, Ya Musa? Musa looked at his hand, there's no bottle. The bottle on the floor, broken. He said, what happened to you, Ya Musa? He said, most likely Musa took a nap. He said, this is the example, Ya Musa. If Allah took a nap, the earth and the sky would crumble, and the whole galaxy would be finished in no time. I'm the one who holds Ya Musa. And the Creator cannot take a nap. The Creator cannot take command. We can take command, the Creator cannot take command. Imagine how many billion and billion of creatures, the sky and earth and the knees and ground. They remember when Musa alayhi salam, Allah commanded to go give da'wah to Fir'aun. Musa's married. Now we think, what about my wife? What about my kids? What about my people? Wonder what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala checked his heart and he said to him, Ya Musa, the first rock you see, take it. And the first rock you see, hit it with it. Now Musa takes a rock and he hits the second rock. The second rock broke and another inside rock is another rock smaller. He said, Musa, take the second rock from inside and hit with it the rock before. Meaning like the one he has in his hand, take the one, it opened in the middle, and hit it again. Another one. He said, take it one more time, Ya Musa. Now, rock, inside rock, inside rock. Now the inside rock, when he hit it the third time, he found a worm. A living worm with a green leaf inside and Allah was eating. He said to Musa, take the worm, put it next to your ear. And now he gave it the ability to learn the language of the worm. He finds the worm saying what? Subhanallah. The one who created me and do not forgive me. Subhanallah, the one who sees me and I do not see him. Subhanallah, praise to Allah, the one who knows my need and he provides me in a way I cannot know. What does this teach us? How many stories about the frog used to go, take some water and jump in a sea or in a lake. And when the messenger did not know what's going on, Allah invited him, tell him, take it, you will know. The frog used to take a water and go feeding a blind snake stuck between two rocks. Look how Allah sent provision. Look how Allah sent provision. About the power of good deed and generosity. One man, he was a very famous man, committing mischief and a lot of zulm and a lot of oppression in Bani Israel. And Musa was walking one time. And the people came to him and said, Ya Musa, you are a messenger. Please, call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call Allah to get this man, to dig him. He's doing mischief in this village. Musa alayhi salam, after he listened to everything, he discovered the man is a very bad man. The man is a very bad man. He said, oh Allah, dig him. Make these people, you know, relax from his bad things. At evening time, the man was a fisherman or something. He came in the end of night. Now Musa alayhi salam, he looked. He said, Ya Allah, I look like your eye. I call you. I'm a messenger. My wife accepted. And he's still alive. How? But Musa alayhi salam, no. He went to the man. And he said, what you did today? He said, I want to work like every day. He said, no. Tell me what you did. You did something I do not know. Now the report itself, he saw a poor man and he was ready to eat. And he took a bread he has and he divided it and he gave it to him. And another report, he saw a bird in a tree stuck. And he sees the bird has some small children. He took the bread and he cut it and put it to the bird. He didn't open your basket. He opened the basket. He found a black snake and the mouse is tied completely. He said, you know what's the black snake? This is an angel of death supposed to come to take you. And your good deed is stopping my dua from reaching you. It's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اتَّقُوا مَسَارَ السُّوءِ اتَّقُوا مَسَارَ السُّوءِ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. What's the meaning of the hadith? Stop the bad deed or the calamity coming to you by charity. Let me tell you something. In the front of Allah, we are so far from it. Today, the majority of Muslims, when they see their houses, is dark. When I enter the houses, it's dark. It doesn't matter how big your house. It doesn't matter how I can feel it. It's dark. Is anybody telling me why it's dark? One thing. One thing is absent from our houses. What is it? Guests. We have no guests in our houses. But not the guests to have fun and acting like nonsense and watching TV and gambling and drinking and playing whatever online. No. The guests for Allah. How many of us we are inviting people for Allah? How many of us love to feed people for Allah? How many of us, even when we have people, we give them food and we give them the best treatment for Allah? And Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, he was famous by his very, very piety. One day, his student found him. He had a dust of land. He has a big place full of food and sweet and fruit. He said, what's going on? You do tabzir our ustaz. You do tabzir our teacher. He said, being generous to the guest is not tabzir. Tabzir if you do it on yourself. Tabzir meaning what? To spend hisli. If you spend hisli on yourself, it's tabzir. But if you spend it on a guest and for Allah, it's different. If you go to Ramadan in Mecca and Medina, I saw something. May Allah forgive me. I should not talk about it. People in Ramadan in Mecca and Medina, they buy dates and they give it to people to break their fasting. But what amazing is, people buy dates for five riyal. In Medina and Mecca, you have dates starting from 5 riyal to 120 to 170 per kilo. I see people so fancy. I know they're very extremely rich, and they go and even they won't buy from people in the street. Very poor people. They're selling the dates for 5 riyal, and they gamble with them. I will take them, give me 4 riyal. You know how much the man make? He may make 1 riyal per kilo. And you take it from him, and you're thinking you're doing wonder? Ya Allah! Ya Allah, how stingy we are! Believe me, I used to sit down and say, Allah, I do not want to eat from these people. Don't make me eat from these people, Ya Allah. I do not want to eat from a stingy person. I have some people, very rich, come, sit down. I do not want it. Because if you're rich and stingy, what else do you want? You're finished. Your date is poison. You know what the early people used to say? Ta'amul kareem dawa, wa ta'amul la'im dawa. Ta'amul kareem dawa, wa ta'amul la'im dawa. The food of the generous person is a cure for disease, because it's coming with his heart. And the food of the stingy is a poison. Don't eat it. If you have a sore, don't even eat from somebody stingy. Don't. His food is poison. His food is poison. And you know what the problem with us? We become so stingy. I tell you the truth. We become so stingy. And it's almost like the more we have, the more stingy we have. The more we have, the more stingy we have. Do you know all of you? I will tell you something honest. From all the dawah I did, I discovered some of your parents, some of your roots was generous. Not you, not me. We do not deserve it. Some of our roots have goodness. That's it. And if you go back to some of your roots, you will remember, my grandmother was generous. My grandfather was generous. Some of them were generous. Because generous is the poor. And stingy is a kidding. Take it from me. And honest to Allah, the majority of people today among all of us as Muslims, we're so stingy. We're so stingy. And even when we buy gifts for each other, we buy the cheapest. No. If you remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you give a gift to your brother and sister in Islam, give them the best. Don't give them the leftover. Don't give them what you don't do not like. Don't give them whatever leftover in your house. Don't do that. You're dealing with Allah. You know Aisha radiallahu anha, what's your name? She has a nickname. Anybody remember her nickname? Ummu Tayyib, the mother of perfume. You know why? Every time the beggar comes, before she gives him the money, she has used a beautiful perfume. And she takes the money, dip it in perfume, and give it to the poor person. And when they ask her, Ya Aisha, why you do that? She said, do you know who I'm giving it to? I'm giving it to Allah. I want Allah before he receives it from me, he receives it with good perfume. Do you know if you study the life of Rasulullah's wives, the difference among them? According to their generosity. Who among us like that? When Rasulullah told her about the verse of Quran, Allah the Lord, and people will be burned in hellfire with their own blood. She has only one ring. She took it and threw it away, and she said, take it, Ya Rasulullah. He said, this is not what we're talking about. She said, but I do not want anything. This is Islam. This Iman. This Iman of Islam. You want to be elevated? This is the way you will be elevated. Don't ever forget that. Basically, today our house is dark. Our kids is dark. Why? Because we're not generous like we used to. And we should worry about who's coming also. Not anybody. Not any nonsense guest. Have a guest, but have it for Allah. Share with them the books. Put some tapes. Call good people. Even call non-Muslim. But for Allah. Show them the generosity of a Muslim. We're too far from implementing basic. Basic. Go now to 41 to 46.
We have explained the truth in various ways in this Quran, that they may be warned, but it only increased their refractoriness. Say, had there been other gods with him, as they assert, they would surely have sought a way of opposition against the Lord of the throne. Too glorious and high is he, too exalted for what they say. The seven skies, the earth, and all that lies within them, say hallelujah to him. There is nothing that does not chant his praises, but you do not understand their hymns of praise. He is verily clement and forgiving. When you recite the Quran, we place a hidden veil between you and those who do not believe in the hereafter. And we put covers over their heart and deafness in their ears, that they should not understand it. So when you invoke Allah alone in the Quran, they turn their backs and walk away.
What's your understanding here? Do you remember Sister Tamina Qurayshi? Do you remember when we started coming here? What I always say, how to read Quran? If the heart is not prepared, how we can read? Tell me, if the veil from Allah over our heart is lifted, how we can see? Tell me. We can talk. I can be the best professor. It doesn't mean anything unless the heart is clean. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts the veil from your heart. Do you see it or no? Do you see it or no? And then imagine if Allah emphasizes it, Allah will make it. If Allah put a veil in somebody's heart, who am I to take the veil out? Let me tell you in front of Allah, unless you change your life, unless you change your love, you cannot read Quran. You have to change. You have to cry. You have to spend what you love. You have to get rid of what you love. You have to. You have no choice. You have no choice. The more you spend of what you love, what you care about, this moment you will see what Allah will do for you. You will start crying. You will start tearing. You will start, your heart will be softer. You will start becoming softer. You will build strength. And it has nothing to do with young and old. What about if I'm young? I have no gold. I have no jewelry. What about your clothing? How many sisters do not have clothing like you? How many sets and sets and sets of clothing we do not need? And we care about it. What about time? Allah give me the time. How much time I sacrifice for Allah? How about my heart? How about my thinking? Look what Allah said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the whole earth and the sky making tasbih. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came down from Isra and Mi'raj, he said to the companion of the hadith, he said, of the meaning of, أذنت السماء وكادت أن تقط. The sky is almost will fall down. It's too heavy. I could not see between a finger to finger space without an engine standing or making rukuh or making sujood for Allah. The whole sky full of engines making standing or rukuh and sujood to Allah. About this verse. يسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا. Nothing in earth do not make تسبيح to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Now let me give you a tiny secret. Very beautiful secret by the word of Allah. How many of you went to Niagara Falls? ما شاء الله. With what intention? They are honest. With what intention? People go. That's it. Do you know if you go to the Niagara Falls with the right intention, it can lead you to Jannah, inshallah? Do you know that? Do you know the Niagara Falls can make Jafa'a for you the day of judgment? Yes. Why? Number one, part of our duty as a Muslim to do siyaha fi sabilillah. What is siyaha fi sabilillah? To go in earth and wonder about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it increased my iman. Just to go to this boat and watch the water flowing and the power, and nobody can come near. Nobody can come near. Nobody, no equipment, can come near. What I say, Allah Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah al-Abdeen, Subhanallah al-Azim, Fatabarakallahu ahsan al-Khaliqeen, Fatabarakallahu ahsan al-Khaliqeen. What about going there and make turaqah and make my salah in the front of the water, but towards the Qibla, and say to Allah, all the water, all the trees, bear witness to me, I make sajda in the front of you. Bear witness for me, I remember Allah in the front of you. Or the engine, do you know every drop of water? Every drop of water has two engines. Every drop of water, it has two engines with it. One engine make tasbih, praising to Allah. And one engine is commanded, if the drop of water commits sins and go to the wrong path of what Allah ordained, the engine destroyed. Because nobody can commit sins except us and jinn. Any creature from Allah is not allowed to commit sins. Even the drop of water, the air, the dust, the leaf, they cannot go without the will of Allah. Do you know the meaning? If this amount of water, by million and million and million of ton, of gallon, whatever, how many engine present? How many engine present? How many engine present? In just vertically, in the part of this. How many engines present making tasbih around the Niagara Falls and praising Allah? And if la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And if I go with the intention to praise Allah and see the power of Allah, is any one of you who ever Niagara Falls the opposite direction, which is the French direction, and go and walk towards the water and see the water when it's coming? Do you know in my life what Niagara Falls did to me? But not only Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls and all the falls. I visited many, many falls, but for Allah. One of them, even if you want, we can make a trip and I take you there, is a very beautiful trip. You see, this particular fall, it teaches me a lot. If you watch my journey of Iman tapes, this was the course of my journey of Iman. One falls, it teaches me the journey of Iman to Allah. Because you know what happened? Us and our life, we have similarity. The Sunnah of Allah is the same. One day somebody asked me to go to this falls in upstate New York. It's approximately 2 hours from here, 2.5 hours. Okay? It's called Maniwaska State Falls. Now, When I went there, I looked for the fault. I cannot find any faults. I asked, where is the fault? Somebody was my neighbor at this time. He told me, go to this location, you'll find a stream. Follow the stream, will lead you to the fall. I said, okay. I go the second time, I go to the stream. I look at the stream, and the stream is not moving. It's a very, very, like, shallow water. The water is exactly like this, like maybe 1 inch high from the house. Very weak water. I look, and I can feel it, the water is not moving. I said, this guy is dumb. It's just a water is staying there. I go again, I complain to him. He said, no, this is a stream. Just follow it. It's moving, but you cannot see. But go in the day with a lot of heavy rain before. I said, okay, now it's a couple of rain coming. I go, now I see. The water in the front of my eyes is not moving, but only the way the bottom is moving. It's moving very slowly. Now I'm going to a stream. Now I can hear. I look. The water came to some rocks. What the rocks will do to the water? Stop it. You cannot go anymore. Now the water has to wait. Listen carefully, please. Listen with your heart. The water has to wait until it reaches the level. It can go above the rock. Now the water start going, but this time it's almost like 4 or 5 inch high. Now the water is going. Now I'm walking with it. Shh. The water is big yourself. Now wonder what happened. Now more rocks. Who's the engineer who designed this fault? Tell me. Who's the engineer? I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you. Now the water increased, now the water has bubbles, the water has strength, but now no rocks. Now the water go, and again causing a lot of pressure until it reach and it go above the rocks. And it keep going, one after another, one after another. Now, all of a sudden, I'm in an area where I can see, I cannot believe it. Is a huge amount of water. The same stream I saw. And all of a sudden, I see a big fall. Huge fall. You can look like this, you can get dizzy. Really, it's almost at least, without no exaggeration, at least like maybe 5 to 7 flight high. All of a sudden fall. Now I see, and now I go all the way down towards the water go down, and I follow it. You know what I find? It's generating another stream going to a new location completely. I say praise to Allah. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ. You know at this moment what I said? You see it in my first few minutes. In the most beautiful name of Allah, you have a tool in a team with the most beautiful name of Allah. Do you know what I discovered? This is our journey of Iman. Exactly the same way. Our Iman is weak, very weak. Allah will abstract. Allah will what we call it a problem, a situation. What it does, what the rocks does, it cleans the water. It will transit, it give it an abstract until it reach a certain level. Once it reach a certain level, now it can overcome the abstract. Similar with us. You cannot go from one level to a level of Iman unless you first be patient, purify yourself, build the strength, and now you come over the abstract. Cannot fight the abstract? You cannot. Can you take it away? You cannot. But the Muslims do not know. We cannot take any obstacle away. We cannot find any obstacle. Number one, we have to be patient, build Iman, gain our Iman, and only then we will come over the obstacle very easy without anything. Is this understood? Do you see the sequence? Do you see the sequence of our life and this? This water, by the way, when you go, you can drink from it. It's very pure. It's very pure. Because rocks and sand and this and that purify it. And it's very cold too, even in the summertime. One day try, and if you want, I can give you the direction. It's a very beautiful place to take your family. Very beautiful. Just you go, and especially if you go in the autumn. In autumn, you will go and you will never want to come back. You will never want to come back. If you want, one day we can bring the whole class just with the intention, siyaha for Sabilillah. And just put tasbih alhamd. Tasbih alhamd and asking Allah, just Allah, we came to visit you, Ya Allah. We visit your power, Ya Allah. We visit your sign of Allah in the glory and power and also beauty. Do you know what it does? Any people come to me with what you call it depression, mental problem. You know what I do? I take them to places like that. Do you know why? If somebody tell me why, I give them a nice gift. Why I take you to a place like that? And I said before, don't forget you are, you know, but you can talk, but I will not give you any gift. No. What's that?
To admire the perfection of the creation.
We said that. Why I will take you to a place like that? What this place will do to you? What's that? Why it will come you? Don't give me the condition. I said, it will come you, it will do anything. Why? What's that?
To gain
hope. To gain hope. You see, only what you tell me now is the quality I'm going to gain. Why? Think, why? You do not understand me. Wallahi, I did not see a Muslim today think. Think about my question. I'm telling you, what you tell me is the quality, is the thing you gain. Why? Why you will gain it? What's that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the right answer, but why? What's that? It's also okay, but it's not the one. It's about all of you is right, but you have to be specific. Okay, let me take you to something you might find the answer. Ask as a Muslim, what's the difference between one environment to another environment? One environment full of shayateen, one environment full of angel. The environment of angel will never be equivalent to the environment of shayateen. Is a place like that that has shayateen? Tell me. How many shayateen there? Very few or none. The tape is stopped. But the reality is, how many angels there? Is the leaf to make sense? Tell me. Is the leaves committing sense? Is the trees committing sense? Is the water committing sense? We said nobody commits sense except us and jinn. By this way, just to be in the presence of green and water, it cleanses you. Why? Now you are in the environment of angels. And the environment of angels, what angel quality? Calm, pure, contentment, tranquility, peace, light. And what will do to you? Believe me, just go spend some time alone. You will see what will happen to you. You do not want to go too far, I will tell you another one. Go to George Washington Bridge, upper level. Take the right hand to the first exit, Palestine Parkway, north. Go and only like maybe 2-3 miles maximum. You will see in the sunlight side, a blue sign itself. Yes. Take, if you have actually 3 of them, take the third one. The third one, you will go approximately half of a mile or a third of a mile, and you can go and walk. But also, if I take you with me, I will show you something you will never see. You know why? I will take you to Arabs. Once you go to this rock, you are between you and Allah. You're not supposed to be there, but I will tell you how to go there. You know? One time I took some sisters, I leave them there. And all of a sudden, I hear this shouting, screaming. What are you doing there? $5 fine! $500! I said, what? $500 fine. What is a sign? It said, don't go behind this point. But this is where I go. You see? The point in here, I tell anybody, you have a problem? Somebody calling you a problem? Go. Go a place with only a sea, a lake, a waterfall, a trees, mountain. Because what it do? It give you an attachment between you and Allah. It reminds you who you are and who's Allah. You see how insignificant you are. You feel how the whole dunya and what it contains is nothing. It will cleanse your heart. Anybody do any problem to you, just go. Just go. But go in a place with no human being. Because we are the one we create in the mission. Right? So once you go away in a place no human being, you are fine. And once you get to the ground, you start having a problem. Because we are the one generates a problem. Okay? Now go to 65.
You will surely have no power over my devotees. Allah is sufficient as their protector.
Now go to 64. Actually, 63 or 64.
Allah said, away, whosoever of them follows you will surely have hell with you as requital and ample recompense. Mislead any of them you may with your voice, attack them with your cavalry, soldiers on foot. Share their wealth and children with them, and make promises to them. But the promises of Satan are nothing but deceit.
Do you see it or no? Do you see what we're talking about? Do you remember the verse I tell you, it's repeated in Quran, and now we see it at least three times so far? Allah promised Shaitan, you have no power and strength over my servant. But you have to put many hundreds of lines under a servant when we become a servant. Can I be a servant of my children and servant of Allah? You can. I said it in the last camp. We worship our children. You can. You can't worship your children. You cannot worship your children and worship Allah. You have to worship only one. Your children is only a trust. You can feed them, you can help them, you can give them advice, give them halal food, and that's it. But your mind, your heart, your life should be for Allah. Now go to 70 to 72.
Indeed, we have honored the children of Adam and carried them over land and sea, provided them with good things for their sustenance, and exalted them over many of our creatures. The day we shall summon all men with their leaders, whosoever is given his record in his right hand will be able to read his account, and none will be wrong the breadth of a thread. But whoso has been blind in this world shall be blind in the world to come, even farthest astray from the path.
Do you receive the message? All of you receive the message? Do you see it loud and clear? If not, you need to see it. Now, but the only point in here, those who love to be imam, those who love to be a leader, wallahi, if every Muslim today understand what's the meaning of leader, what's the meaning of leading salah, what's the meaning of istara, what's the meaning of anything, is a big calamity. Is a big responsibility. When I was almost 15, 16 years old, I was studying a topic. What's the topic? The imam and the follower, meaning the leader and the follower. And I discovered something. The imam or a leader has to follow Allah and Rasul. Okay? Whereas we have one job, the follower have two jobs. When Muslims do not do their job, it is a price. The job of the follower is to follow honestly the leader and make sure the leader does not go astray. But today we follow. Whatever come, we follow. It doesn't matter, we follow. Whatever speaker come, we hear. We allow everything to go in. It's dangerous. I should know exactly who I'm talking to, who I'm listening to, what the person gave me, who he is. And check my heart, what he can give me. It's not entertainment of tonight. It's not Saturday Night Fever. This is what happened to our Messiah. Because of entertainment. And every summer, we have all this convention. Convention on, convention go. Dinner, our fundraising dinner, fundraising dinner go. You ever heard about the masjid has fundraising Islam, fundraising Iman, fundraising Muslims to Allah? Only money? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And after that, we're collecting the money to close the message. Allah Akbar. Amazing. Amazing. I saw a message in America with a credit card. You have a credit card, you enter. You do not have a credit card, you cannot enter. I'm serious. Clubs, members, you pay the member fee, you enter. You not pay the member fee, you don't enter. You pay the member fees and then make you go for you. You do not pay the member fee, you don't give go out for you. I do not say, wallahi, we have big trouble. Now go to 82, 83, 84, and 89. But go slowly. It's a beautiful messages, very beautiful messages. I want you to not read it with your eyes. Read it with your heart. Read it with your heart. Read it. Try to read with your heart.
What we have sent down of the Quran is a healing and a grace for the faithful, and adds only loss for the sinners. When we are gracious to man, he turns away and moves aside. Yet when evil befalls him, he begins to despair. Say, each one acts according to his disposition, but Allah knows well who follows the right path. We have given examples of every kind to men in this Quran in various ways, and even then, most men disdain everything but unbelief.
Okay, what happened is you missed 80. You start by 81. Okay, this is if I have another one, you'll get fired, but it's alhamdulillah.
And pray, O Allah, let my entry be with honor, and let my exit be with honor, and grant me power from you, which would help sustain me.
Did you miss that? Look what happened to her. She forget this verse to say it in the end. But if she say it now, look at what it does to us. Do you feel it or not? Read it by your heart. Do you hear it? Read it by your heart. Is a word in here so beautiful? وَجَعَلْ مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. Imagine if Allah did not give me Sultan. You know Sultan? People do not understand what Sultan in Quran. Sultan in Quran has been in many positions. Allah said about Sultan, you have no Sultan over myself. Sultan is almost like power, strength. No, no, it's power, strength, ability. Okay? Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, He said, you will not penetrate the earth and the sky without the Sultan. Another scholar translates Sultan is the knowledge. May Allah forgive them. Because the real Sultan is Allah. And even the word knowledge should be with Acquire the knowledge of Allah, by Allah. Because some Muslims say, oh, look, they penetrate, they go and penetrate what? They do not penetrate even one galaxy. And yes, they have Sultan. What is Sultan now? They have the power of knowledge. But knowledge to do what? To destroy them. But in here, the knowledge for me to get closer to Allah. The Sultan to make me belong to Allah. This is a Sultan. What Sultan if I have all the knowledge in earth and I'm going in the wrong direction? What Sultan is that? Meaning Allah destroyed me. Allah disgraced me with my own knowledge. Try to understand the main knowledge, the main money, the main ability to go back to Allah, to be belong to Allah. By this way, if Allah give me money, knowledge, everything, and I'm going in the opposite direction, what it mean? Is that against me? Is this understood? Is this understood or not? Now go back or go down to 110 to 111.
Say, call him Allah or call him Ar-Rahman. Whatever the name you call him by, all his names are beautiful. Do not say your prayers too loudly or in too low a voice, but follow a middle course and say, all praise be to Allah, who has neither begotten a son, nor has a partner in his kingdom, nor he needs of anyone to protect him from ignominy. So extol him by extolling his majesty.
You see, what can build the takbira and elevated Allah and give him his own level. The more you elevated Allah in your heart, the more Allah elevated you. I never see anybody weak unless the weakness is the heart. Take it from me. Anyone you feel you are weak, your weakness in your heart. You want strength? Your strength according to what you have in your heart. Don't ever forget that. Your weakness in your heart. Why you are weak? Because you're not close to Allah. You don't belong to Allah. You do not think about Allah. You distracted away from Allah. The moment you have dignified Allah in your heart, in your action, in your soul, your quality will be changed completely. I promise you. But you have to have Allah number one in your life. You have no choice. You want the strength, the power, everything. Don't ever forget me. The most beautiful name of Allah is enough for all of us. You have a few diseases, you have a remedy, you have jinn, you have shayateen, you have a problem, you have a bad quality. Anything, what you do? What you do? Go to Allah and use the most beautiful name of Allah. Is this understood? Now, believe it or not, this again a glimpse, just a glimpse to open our heart. Do you know all of this really what I'm doing? With the will of God, with the will of Allah, with the intention, maybe this will enable us to see and cleanse ourselves. Because if you are trying to cleanse yourself, once you go back to Allah and once you go back to the Quran, you will read Quran like you never read it before. I promise you, you will read Quran like you never read it before. And if Allah opens this door for you, every time you read Quran, you will understand it like you never believe it. You will understand and you will stop in verses and you said, I never seen this before. I never seen this before. I read it meaning, I never seen this before. I promise you. And even 1 year from now, you will read it and you have different, completely understanding. This Quran, this is the power of Quran. If your heart is clean, you will understand Quran like you never believe it. You will understand all the situation. You will understand what you have to do. Because Allah promised. Do you know how many verses today we heard? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this Quran is what? Cleansing, purification, mercy, guidance. If I do not do that, what do I wonder what happened? Tell me. If I don't get mercy from Allah, if I don't get care from Allah, if I don't get care from Allah, if I don't get wisdom from Allah, if I don't get understanding from Allah, who can give me? Tell me, who can give me? And after that, you think I will have something? Believe me, without mentioning names, last year I went to many, many conventions. Big, fancy convention. I was wanting to scream. I was going to ask Allah, Allah, please take me now. Take me. It's supposed to be a Muslim convention. But believe me, I do not see Allah. I do not hear Allah. I do not understand anything about Allah. The whole thing is a bunch of arrogance. Arrogance and blindness. And everybody coming with his own statistics and plan. Like, mashallah, everybody knows the plan of the earth. Do you know who did that? Do you know who did that? And Allah is present? Bani Israel. Knowledge. What's the difference between Ismail and Ishaq? You remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Bushra to Ibrahim about Ismail? وَبَشَّرْنَهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. This is Ismail. وَغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. And for Ishaq, وَبَشَّرْنَهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. One is Haleem, one is Aleem. Allah gives the Bani Ummah of Muhammad the Hilm. And He gives them the knowledge. You have to know. Yes, it's given already. Can we give what He had? No. Allah does not want us to have this knowledge. Allah wants us to have Haleem. But not the Haleem you cook, you know, and destroy your stomach. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You eat some and you have a diarrhea, or you ever eat it? I'm sure you eat it. Any Pakistani or Indian, if they want to treat you, they give you haleem. And this is the end of your life. And they spice it. And before you do it, I said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, you should change the name. This is not haleem at all. At all. Yes, it's very happy. It's very happy. Okay, we're supposed now to go to Surah Al-Kahf. I don't know how much we can do in Surah Al-Kahf today. But believe it or not, we can glimpse in Surah Al-Kahf. And also a great question here is, when they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the soul, which is verse 85 in Surah Al-Isra before we leave. 85. Go ahead to close the Bible.
They ask you about revelation. Say, revelation is by the commands of Allah, and that you have been given but little knowledge.
This translation is wrong. Do you see? Yes, it's not revelation. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you about the soul. What's that? Yes. The soul, the ruh. Not revelation. By the way, I hardly see any English Quran is completely right. Even the noble Quran is full of mistake. Because some Quran is a Quran you cannot translate in English. You cannot translate any language. You can. But this is the meaning of Quran the way he translated. Be careful. But when he was Buddha Kataruwa, he asked you about the soul. Say, Ruh min Amr Rabbi. The soul from command of Allah. This verse until today is a Bear witness the Quran is the word of Allah, because nobody can talk about this one. Nobody. Nobody. No UFO, no MFO, none of these things. They try to figure out what, whatever it is, they try to make comedy, they try to make groups to see when a person died, wonder what happened, but the soul only in the knowledge of Allah. Okay? And please, those who know people who said that together and bring them the soul of my grandmother. Let me gather and bring the soul of so and so. They do not bring souls. Nobody can bring souls. They bring jinn, they bring shayateen, they bring kareem. But they cannot bring the soul. You cannot bring the soul of anybody. I do not care who he is, what power. You cannot bring the soul. These people deal with jinn. Can we be in a gathering like that? No, you cannot. Okay? Now, Surah Al-Kahf, believe it or not, again, just we go and cleanse. Just cleanse. When I'm going to read the surahs, later on, if still Allah give us life, and give me life, and give you life, and give us time, and we still together, we will go back, but in different format. This just glimpse to open your heart and prepare you for Quran. Don't ever forget that. And also, if I die, I will still say Allah, I try to let them at least see some of the main message you give it to us. You understand me? Now look at, read it in Surah Al-Kahf. How to start? Read 1 to 2. Actually, read 1 to 4. Forgive me.
In the name of Allah, most benevolent, ever merciful. All praise be to Allah, who has revealed to his votary the book which is free of all obliquity, immutable so that it may warn of a severe punishment from him, and give happy tidings to those who believe and do the right, that is a better reward of paradise for them, where they will abide forever, and that it may warn those who say, Allah has begotten the Son.
By the way, about Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf is recommended to read it every Jum'ah. Does anybody know what the wisdom behind it? Why in particular Surah Al-Kahf? Why we read it? Why Rasulullah gave us advice to read Surah Al-Kahf every Jum'ah? Why? You see, this is a sickness in the Ummah. We would think about the rewarding and the protection, but not the wisdom behind it. It's a wisdom. MashaAllah, is a reminder of La ilaha illallah and the Day of Judgment. And also a reminder of what happened if we want to go to Allah. Allah told us about the people of the cave and what Allah did to them. Meaning what? Allah wants us to believe in Allah. Nobody can do anything to you. If you want Allah, to migrate toward Allah. And Allah will protect you and support you and guarding you. Do you see? This meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf, he emphasizes his message over and over again by reading every Friday. Okay? Now, by the way, does not belong to what we're doing. But please, may Allah forgive me. I missed it in the last couple of weeks. May Allah forgive me, because it is very bad habit to miss what you should do. How many of us visiting our dead? Almost none. Do you know visiting your dead is almost obligation? Do you know, especially for men, this is supposed to be at least once a week or once a month visiting your own dead? Now, because we cannot visit, at least make dua for them every prayer. At least every Jum'ah, let me give you, inshallah, something. Only you will know the power and the benefit behind it when you die. When you die, I promise you, some of my advice, you will scream and you make dua for me inside your grave. Every Jum'ah, try before Salat al-Jum'ah to read Surah Yaseen with the intention to send a special mercy over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companion and all our dead. And gives him salam. Whoever gives salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jum'ah, Allah will turn his soul and give you salam by your name. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which is starting tonight, after Maghrib until the following day. Okay? Don't ever forget that. Read Surah Yaseen with the intention, as a hibah, as a donation. This is a minimum to do. Okay? And after that, if you like, you can follow it by Surah Al-Fatiha. قل يا أيها الكافرون قل هو الله أحد قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس الصلاة على النبي الدعاء. Do that. They need us. And the more you do for your dead, Allah give you. If you remember your dead now, Allah will send those who remember you after you die and make dua for you. Please don't forget that. We forget our dead. And part of our duty to forget our to remember our dead and visiting them and make dua for them. I do not say that. I see. If our parents is non-Muslim, can I make dua for them? No, you cannot. No, you cannot. And this happened even to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, little bit after ordination, he used to go to the grave of his mom, and he used to cry so loudly. After 3 days, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam came and said, Ya Rasulullah, leave your mom alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did you leave it? He said, what about my mom? He said, is that your business? And this poor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thank Allah for what he gave you. What happened to your parents is nothing you can do. If you're really worrying about them, you should worry about the living now. This is a chance to do the da'wah. Don't cry over the dead more than the da'wah. The dead is dead. Do that as much as you can, if you really believe in that. Because once you die, you're finished. Now is the time.
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yes.
Allah. Okay.
What did you say after Fatiha, Allah,
Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun?
Fatiha.
Surah Al-Fatiha. Yes. Yes. Whatever Quran, because some people were stuck and said, why you do that? I enjoy to be scarred, they decided this was for benefit. What's the benefit? Because Surah Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun is very powerful over Shaitan. And the three surah. And it has a beautiful mercy and a reminder of the Tawheed. Surah Al-Fatiha because the power of Surah Al-Fatiha. And Salah al-Nabi, the most beautiful name of Allah, Surah Yaseen. Okay, the question is it preferable to go to the cemetery or somebody that has no sin home and do not go? Actually, I said it before, one of the diseases of the Ummah, one of the diseases of us, remember me now, three major diseases have in the Ummah. We do not visit the sick. We do not visit the dead. We do not give charity by our hand. Three diseases, it will not cleanse your heart. It will not help you to be clean. If you visit the dead, it will wake you up. It will make you humble. It will make you content. It will remind you. It will put your nose down. It will make you want to do a good deed. If you visit the sick, it gives you contentment and a warning, similar to the dead. And if you visit the people who are poor and give charity by your own hand, wonder what happened. It will soften your heart. And it will allow you to do more. And you will turn back and thank Allah. One of our problems with our young people is so sick. If you give me $1 million and tell me one marry one of our young people, I will never marry. Really honest to Allah. You know why? They do not have it. they cannot be content. Because what happens, the way they grow with everything. When you grow with everything, you cannot appreciate. But when you see poverty, you can appreciate. When you see poor, you can appreciate. You see, we become so arrogant that we do not know it. We're stuck. We have bad habits. How many of you taking your kids and visiting poor people? May Allah give mercy to my father and elevate his level. Say Ameen. Because he used to tell me all the time, if you feel you are arrogant, visiting the sick. If you feel you are somebody, visiting the dead. If you forget who you are and the bounty of Allah, visit the poor people. It will humble you. But today, when last time you visiting a dead person? When last time you visiting a sick person? Can I give you advice from Allah? And if you do it, it will change your life. But inshallah, you promise me you have to do it. You promise inshallah? Okay, take this address down. And go to this address. It's flushing. If he's still alive. I do not know, but you can go and try. Franklin Street. It is off Casina Boulevard in Main Street. If you come into Casina, okay, from Northern Boulevard, for example, just make a left in Franklin. When you make a left in Franklin, you will see Franklin Nursing Home. Go anytime from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Okay, room is 205 or 215. 205 or 215. I will verify it later on. His name Yunus Ali. They do not know his name is Yunus. They call him Yunus Ali. Okay? Please take your children and go visit him. There's no anything. You can go anytime from 10 to 10. Okay? And just go and visit him. Now, the sunnah of visiting the sick. Anybody know it?
Yeah.
You know it or you do not know it? Number one, what you say?
You make offer him, you don't stay long.
Be specific.
Few minutes.
Be specific. Give me step by step.
You're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to.
Tell me first what you're supposed to do.
I don't know.
What you're supposed to say? Sequence. Design your sequence. Now you want to tell people something. Don't jump from one place to another. Once I enter, what I do?
No.
Salam. After salam, what are you supposed to do? And be specific. Write it down. Find it in the book. Tahuran insha'Allah. Tahuran insha'Allah. Tahuran insha'Allah. Three times. This number one. After salam. Do you see it or no? What is tahuran meaning? Cleansing. Because sickness is a cleansing. This is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First way, number one, what I say? Tahuran insha'Allah, tahuran insha'Allah, tahuran insha'Allah. After that, anybody remember the dua for visiting the sick? The famous dua is many of them, but one is the famous one. Not for the visiting. It's a hadith. Let me tell you why it's a hadith. I want to tell you why I choose it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever visiting a sick and making this dua to him, it will be in what they call it, like almost like, I don't know the English word, in covenant of Allah, either to cure him or to reward him. You see? What is it? Anybody remember the hadith? As'alullah al-azim. As'alullah al-azim. رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيه. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيه 7 times. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيه 7 times. I'm just repeating for you. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيه 7 times. You understand now? Now, this person, please, when you have time, take your family any time, week or weekend, from 10 to 10. It's not a hospital, it's a nursing home. Just go visit. Okay. I will verify the room number. If my memory is 205 or 215, when you come from the elevator and you make a right, it's all the way in the front of you. Meaning it's not a right, it's not a left room in the front of you. If you make a line from the elevator, go straight, facing down, it will be in the front of you. Yes. I cannot tell you. If you visit, you will know the message.
Can you say that in Arabic?
What's that?
Yes.
You can الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بمثال جميل الأرض كان حقا على الله إما أن يشفي أو يرحمه أو يغفر له أو مثل ذلك. It's one of the most powerful dua. You see what happened? If you look at the most powerful dua, it is the name of Allah. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفي. Can the children go to the graveyard? It's no problem if they understand and they can control themselves. What's that? Also, women can go, but with mahram. With mahram and with complete clothing, and in the daytime, not in the nighttime. And you see, what happened is, there's many hadith about that, but if you look, Rasulullah is, for example, a hadith. He said, I used to tell people, don't go, and now I tell them to go. Similar about women coming to the masjid. He said, don't command them to go, don't forbid them not to go. You see, even something sickness in the Indian and Pakistani community, I don't know where they get it from. Their women do not go to rain. The majority of women in India and Pakistan do not go and do not participate in Eid. Do you know what they did? They are against the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because actually, the only time a woman can allow to go, even if she has her prayer, in Eid. And look what we're doing. I do not know what happened to all the scholars. Where did they get their knowledge from? And Rasulullah said, don't deny them the mercy of Allah. People will not know the time of Eid, the time of Salat Eid. If we understand it, certain mercy and love from Allah coming down in Muslim in the time of Salat Eid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, get up, I forgive your sins. And Rasulullah did not want anybody to be denied the mercy of Allah at this time, at this place. And look what we do with our Lord. And after that, we complain about them. I do not understand the mentality. Wallahi, I do not understand it. May Allah forgive your scholar. Really. They start for nothing. They start for nothing. Because if they start with goodness, it's not going to be your condition. Yes. Exactly. Just sitting outside, sitting in the side, sitting behind. But don't deny it. It's a special mercy of Allah coming down. Just don't be in the place where he makes salah. That's it. Be in the side. Or for example, once he makes salah, be behind. This is a teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not me. What's that? Okay, you see, this is my belief. We, today we are really sick. You see, woman can go to the supermarket, can go to the mall, can go to the disco, can go to everywhere, but cannot go to the mosque. I do not understand. Can go to work. If the wife can make money, mashallah. I know people, their wife is a tailor in the banking system. But they cannot come and learn. Mashallah, they're so pious. I do not get it. You see, people in Guyana, I was passing around today, and may Allah forgive me, under Ramadan, and a woman almost naked, and sitting in the front of her house, washing the clothes, and her leg completely open. Allah even knows if she will end the road or not. But she cannot go to the masjid. I do not get it. Imagine a whole people becoming Christian and Hindu, but they cannot come to the masjid. I said to people today, yes, is not recommended woman composing fitna. Yes. But in a time of fitna and a time of Islam is going bye-bye, now what left? If our masajid, we cannot elevate Islam in it, when we can have it? Are we doing activity in our houses? If you are mashallah people and doing a lot of activity in your houses, no problem. Stay. Because don't forget, Jum'ah is not obligated for the woman, obligated for the man. If a woman coming to Jum'ah is coming only for what? If you feel you really gain, but don't have it as sickness, because you're coming as a show and do for 45 minutes. Don't do like us. We worry about Jum'ah is 10-15 minutes, but we can stand outside for another 10-15 minutes talk, or half an hour, or 45 minutes. But the whole Jum'ah khutbah has to be 10 minutes. I do not get it yet. But this shows you where we are. Go ahead.
Thinking about khutbah and Jum'ah, who is more?
Say it again.
Khutbah and Jum'ah?
Yeah.
Who can give?
Who can give khutbah Jum'ah? Who can lead salah? You see, we forget the role of Islam. You see, if we are right Muslim, we will never allow anybody to lead us. You should not allow anybody to lead you. You should not listen to anybody. You should check your heart. Is that a routine? Anybody fulfills again? No. No, sister. It's supposed to be somebody you trust. Somebody your heart is being believed is a good person. If you do not believe the person is good, if the person does not know about Allah, if the person does not raise your iman, get away. Get away. Get away. It's not a routine. Today, we have a routine. Everything becomes routine. At this time, don't come. Sit down and do dhikr in your house. Much better for you. Unless you believe somebody's come can benefit you. If you do not believe somebody will come benefit you, don't come. Sit down and do dhikr, make your salah and nabi. If you make your salah and nabi in Jum'ah, Ya Allah, you are the ultimate winner. Jum'ah has an hour. Let me give you a story quick before Salat Jum'ah. So, one person told me, a man was alive. He came in here from a certain country and he became possessed with money. And he was a big liar and a cheater and he steal money. And all of a sudden his salah increased and he did not make salah. Listen carefully to see the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used to cheat and swear by Allah without cheating. One day in Jum'ah, and he was working for a Muslim person also. He cheated him and he steal from him being a man of money. And the person told him, please don't do that. He said, I swear by Allah I didn't do it. May Allah take me if I did it. You know what happened? The same day he fell down after Jum'ah. He fell down, he took him to the hospital, he had a liver failure and he died in 48 hours. Let me tell you more than that. Now it's 2 weeks. His friend do not make decision yet where he wants to, what he wants to do with him. Be careful how you swear. Be careful why you swear. Be careful about your honesty. Be careful about the danger. Don't insult your kids. Don't insult your kids. Don't insult your kids. Even in a joking manner. And don't curse your kids. Don't. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us. He said, maybe you person them or you call them a name. In a moment, Allah opened his cry and accepts the dua, and the dua will be accepted. And that was too late. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Because Shura has 1 hour, the dua is accepted. But nobody knows. It is from Zuhr to Asr, Asr to Maghrib, what time? Wallahu A'lam. Some people say it is a time of Zuhr, some people say it is an end of Salat al Asr. Now, if I know that, you know what I do? I'll be busy between Zuhr and Asr. I have an accepted time. The last thought was mine. Okay, inshallah. We cannot continue because of time of Salat al Zuhr. Inshallah, we, next week by Surah al Kahf. Yes, Surah al Kahf. Okay, but actually, tonight until tomorrow, remember Salah al Nabi, making dua, be careful, visiting the same people. I give you one, you can visit any time. Okay, I will verify to you it's 205 or 215. It is in the right hand side from the elevator in the front of you. It's not a right room, it's not a left room. And even you can ask.
Name of the place, the nursing home?
Franklin Nursing Home. In Franklin Street. Okay? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to read Quran the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the mercy of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the guidance of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the light of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the wisdom of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Quran witness to us, not against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us living according to Quran, convey the Quran, and invite others to Quran the way it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live and die with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us only quote Allah in any time, any moment in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us only purely to Him and give us ikhlas and sidq fi sirri wal alamiyya. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim taslima kathira. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala man salla wa qam wa ala man sallat alayhi al-manam wa ala man sallat alayhi al-ins wa al-jan wa ala man sallat alayhi al-malik al-rahman wa ala man sallat alayhi al-Allah fi al-awwalina wa al-akhirina wa fi al-ufuq al-a'la ila yawm al-din. Ameen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.